A Kilt for Christmas. The Enchanted Highland Series, Book 3. Written by Tricia O'Malley. Narrated by Amy Landon and Will Watt. I don't want a lot for Christmas. There's just one thing I need. Mariah Carey.
Chapter 1. West. I wasn't exactly sure how I'd managed to convince myself that a winter vacation in Scotland was going to cure my impending burnout. And now, as I faced the wall of icy rain that stood between my rental cottage and the local pub, I questioned my impulsive decision. On average, California saw around 280 days of sunshine, any of which I could have used to disconnect from the all-consuming demands of a tenure-track professorship, budget cuts, and students with dwindling attention spans. Instead, my colleague Matthew had convinced me that a trip to Lauren Bray to visit his best friend Sophie and to enjoy the Winter Book Festival was exactly what I needed. Books, I liked. Christmas, I could give or take. Biting rain and a damp that permeated the marrow of my bones? Yeah, I could leave that. The wind shifted, spraying my glasses with a fine mist of rain, and I sighed as I pulled them off and wiped the lenses with my pocket square. Futile gesture, I supposed, if I planned to trudge to the pub for my supper. The Airbnb description had insisted that the cottage was only a short walk into the village of Lauren Bray, but I was just now realizing that my definition of a short walk varied significantly from a Scottish one. Perhaps this was simply a case of lost in translation. However, by my calculations, I'd have at least a 30-minute walk into the small village that hugged the banks of Loch Mirren. On a cheerful spring day, which is when the pictures of the online rental listing had likely been taken, I'm sure it was a lovely jaunt. Now, however, I was seriously considering going to sleep without my supper. The taxi driver who delivered me from the airport had informed me that he lived two villages over and was going home for the night for a birthday party, and there would be nobody else on duty. Which meant I could walk, go to sleep, and ignore my hunger pains. Or my eyes landed on a bicycle tucked under a small lean-to on the side of the cottage. That's right. I'd forgotten the cottage came with a bike. Whether I walked or biked, there was no avoiding getting wet. However,
sample complete. Ready to continue?